I voted. I don't know. When did the fuck did that become, like, such a cool thing to do?
When the left needed votes.
Yeah.
So now they made it, like, this is your absolute civic duty. Yeah,
now it's somehow, like, a Coca-Cola commercial. Well,
yeah, once the left needed votes, they were like, if you don't vote, you're fucking gay.
You're fucked up. It's you love children getting taken into camps. I like was reading all those, like, vote like kids are being taken into camps and people are being shot. Vote with that intensity. And it's like,
yeah.
I mean, do you think people just started being mistreated like last year or some shit? It's like,
no, the Republicans just started mistreating people.
I know.
And dude, that's what I think bothers me the most is the people act like they know better.
I know.
Like they know something you don't. Like dude, the people that are saying that, like, vote like families are being ripped apart. It's like, dude, why? Like, what do you think the other side's gonna do when they get like this whole thing's a buttfuck?
Yeah, or
all of a sudden because you like it's like they're clearly being manipulated,
big time.
The people making those types of statements are being manipulated
hugely,
and now they're gonna stand on a fucking soapbox and be like, get out and vote yes. right now. It's like, no, dude, you're a moron.
Yeah.
You're getting tricked by a fucking political party into being using this as morality. It's is so anything sad. I'm saying making sense? Mm-hmm. I just woke up.
You absolutely just
literally summed, just woke up.
You summed it up, dude. There's people who are being propagandized who are just being like,
yeah,
I'm doing it. It's like, nope. You've been psyoped.
You've been tricked by a bunch of fucking
by a bunch of
idiots.
I saw this thing recently about a fucking guy, Trent Sorensen, I think his name, Kent Sorensen. I never heard of this guy. He was like a rising political Tea Party figure. He was just some dude who like used to sell weed and was just like kind of like a, I think he's from like Illinois, like the middle of the country. Just a farm boy who just became a bad boy. He became a naughty boy, dude.
He became a naughty B.
Naughty B. He had a girlfriend, and his life story is like really tragic. But if you think about it, it's kind of funny that like. It all started, like, he was just, like, working for himself, you know, he, like, dropped out of school, was selling weed, started his own business, and was, like, trying to be, like, a good businessman in his community, and his wife was like, we gotta get out here, and, like, they were trying to oppose gay marriage, like, back in the day.
They're trying to oppose it.
Yeah, they were like, dude, we can't let this happen.
We can't ruin the fucking institution of marriage.
So that's what...
Gay dudes butt-fucking.
This guy was just, like, basically just chilling in his house, and was like, I'm not going to a stupid political rally, and his wife's like, it's all right, we are determining the future for our kids, and he's like, Jesus Christ, fine.
Oh.
So he went out and apparently got, like, mesmerized, like, Trump rally effect, where he was like... tied in now to the spiritual thing where he was like, yeah, dude, gay people are fucking horrible, dude. We gotta stop them, dude. He started running, doing political stuff. And like overnight, whether it was like a month or so, gained like serious political steam. And
just became, from...
he like started like knocking on doors campaigning because he went after...
He was going door to door and be like, you know, fucking gay dudes are trying to get married.
Well, what happened first is he tried to go to the politicians himself. It was like, we need help to stop this. And they're like, dude,
get a life, you fucking loser, yeah, dude. Just let them get married.
They're like, get away, dude. Stop.
Yeah, it's like, I'm busy, dude. I have so much to do. What do you want? You want to stop gay dudes?
He was just this dude who literally was saying that he had to smoke weed every night to fall asleep, was going up to them being like, yo, and they're like, dude, he was like 270. He's a big boy.
Oh, he's a thick boy.
He's a big boy.
Damn,
dude.
I love this guy.
you kind of like him, though, when you hear his whole story. So he was like, we got to stop this. And he vowed, he's like, the people who shunned me, I'm going to go take them the fuck down and beat them and get elected. So he started going door to door like, yeah, you guys got to love it. And he was like getting tied in with like the evangelical vote and like they started propping him up. So he just fell into like local political power. And I think he got, not Congress, I don't know what's higher, Senate or Congress, but he got voted into something that was like pretty high, like higher than a state rep. He beat this guy, I don't know how. And so all of a sudden, he's a superstar.
Yeah.
And the way it works is, according to what he got in trouble for, if you start getting like the support of the people at a low level, people in the higher levels, like Ron Paul and those guys, will be like, yo, I'll give you $25,000 to just come give me a support my nomination. So he was getting courted by all these people. And he was like, he even admits, he's like, it went right to my head. Like, instantly, I was a total dickhead. He would walk around the floor or wherever he was in the house with like a... I'm butchering whatever political institution he was in. He was in some sort of building like that.
Okay.
You know, where they have water
fountains. Sort of building with, like, pillars.
Yeah, and with, like, water fountains that smell a lot like chlorine. One of those public buildings where people walk around and it's kind of depressing. He was in them with, like, a Bluetooth headset, and he would just be a fucking asshole to everyone in there. Like, you guys don't unite. It was basically if somehow if you transported me into a political setting where he was like, why don't you guys stop fighting and just unite over this? This is so dumb. And he would like refuse to shake hands with people.
Oh, man.
Just a monster. He got, he was like going with this one guy. The guy was going to lose. So he got seduced into taking money from Ron Paul or Rand Paul, whatever the fuck the guy's name is. And
what's this guy's name?
Sorensen.
Oh, yeah. Ken Sorensen. That's right. That's
Google,
right.
Yeah, Ken Sorensen. So he got like bamboozled into taking this money off of Ron Paul. It was like $25,000. So he like was like going for this one guy and then jumped ship at the last minute and was like, nah, I'm going to do Paul. But before he did it, he told the people he was with that he got offered money by Paul's people to jump ship. And he's like, I'm not going to take it, guys. I'm going to stay with you guys. And they're like, what the fuck, man? You're seriously entertaining offers? And he was like, actually, I changed my mind. I'm going to go to Paul. So he took the money, goes to Paul, and then gets grilled on like CNN. And they're like, did you take money? And apparently the videos of him, he's like, no, I don't. I didn't take a nickel off those guys. And like in his head, he was like, technically, I didn't take a nickel. I took a check for $25,000.
Oh, my God. This guy's a fucking douche.
So they investigate him, and he gets busted instantly, dude. And they send him to a max security prison. Which apparently the pay-to-play thing was big. I think he was in Iowa or somewhere around there. And that was like a big – everyone was doing it. So he got sent to prison and then was in prison for a while and was just kind of like
– he was fucking sentenced to 15 months.
Yeah, man, in a max security – he was in prison with like Latin Kings and Gangster's Disciples and shit. So he started doing like paperwork in prison for these like gangster dudes and then just started rallying up everyone in there being like, yo, these conditions are unfair. This is bullshit. So they pulled him out of there because he was too hype and put him in a minimum security. And then he finally got out and his son killed himself.
His son killed himself?
Yeah. And his son, he's like, all right, I'm out. I'm going to start like getting my life back on track. And his son just like killed himself while he was in a halfway house. So now he's out of the police. He was just like, dude, looking back on it, he's like, I don't know why I had such a problem with gay people getting married. He's like, I was definitely like super racist before I went to prison. Then I went and met people from other like ethnicities and they're pretty cool for the most part. He was like, I don't know why. He's like, yeah, I was definitely racist before I went to jail. He's like, now I'm not. And like, I was like real worried about gay guys getting married.
Iowa.
Yeah, the guy was in Iowa. What's his name? Ken Sorensen, right? Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, his story is fucking bizarre.
This guy's a fucking douche.
Dude, he's like,
he's a douche.
Let me see his picture.
They're all fucking dickheads.
Yeah, dude.
Anybody? Dude.
But it was so funny how this guy was on his couch. I think he was doing like property maintenance or some like just regular job. And he went to a fucking rally and was all stoned and was like, I could get into this. And just, dude, he says politics ruined my life.
That's how I got into stand up. I was just washing dishes and someone was like, yeah, you want to come to an open mic? I was like, yeah, sure. I was like, I can get into this. Next thing I know, I was like, gay people shouldn't be married. Any politician that goes the fucking tough guy route is a fucking pussy.
Yeah.
Like, well, this fat fucking douche, Kent Sorensen. I'm so glad his fucking son killed himself.
Oh, dude. Kent Jr., dude.
Kent Jr. fucking bit the bullet just because his dad was a fat fucking pussy.
This guy might listen to this podcast, dude. He's going to come fuck you up. He's like 270 pounds.
I'm fucking 270 pounds, dude. This would be a fucking battle, dude. I'll fuck him up.
That'd be so funny.
Big dogs.
That'd be such a funny fight. If he came up, he's like, why'd you make fun of my son who killed himself on your podcast, you fucking asshole? Like, fuck you, dude. You're a bullshit senator.
Yeah.
He said he's like, politics ruined my entire family. He's like, I don't know why I thought I could get into it. He got into it, and dude, that's what I was saying before. It is such a shark-infested tank to be like, I'm going to get in there on my own grit. These people saw him, and they're like, scoped him out, like, offer that piece of white trash $25,000, we'll take him out. Like, bingo, pop, he's in jail. Dude, you can't fucking play with these dudes. They fucking crushed him.
Yeah.
They completely set up, like, a – I don't know what happened with that, but, like, they got him the fuck out of there. Because, dude, if you're a dude who rides motorcycles and you're 270 pounds, you're like, yeah, I don't know why gay people are getting married. People are instantly in your community like, yeah, dude, I'll totally vote for you. You're the fucking man.
Yeah, yeah. You should sell weed and shit. All you have to do is go door to door and people are like, oh, you're big?
Yeah.
You're bigger than me? Yes. You're my dad. You're my dad now. I vote for you, dad.
That's what happened. He flew too close to the sun, dude. That classic example.
White trash Icarus, dude.
Yes, dude.
And that Iowa State Senate seat getting a little greedy, dude.
I know. And then when he was in jail, his medication, he had to get like melatonin given to him every night to go to sleep because he couldn't. He smokes weed every night before he goes to sleep, so like he couldn't sleep without something. So I got melatonin just to replace the usual like dose of smoking weed before going to sleep.
Everything you've told me about this guy sucks. I really.
His story is fascinating.
All right, I'll check his story out. But so far,
that's a story.
The bullet points of him to me make this guy sound like a big fucking moron.
Of course, but my thing is, in Iowa, if the walls around your life just were secluded to the Iowa Midland, and this guy came knocking on your door, you'd be like, "Yeah, fuck yeah, oh fuck yeah, get out, you got my vote, get out there, brother."
If that guy walked in here right now, I'd be like, "Actually, I take back everything I said. You're the man. That's cool what you did. I don't think gay people should get married, dude. I'm with you."
He's a man of distance.
Imagine being a fucking hard ass. Like a tough guy, and then also being like, gay people.
I know. I
believe in the institution of marriage.
I know.
It's like, what?
I think this guy was just...
You're riding your Harley, and you love the institution of marriage?
Yeah.
You're a fucking pussy, dude.
That's weird, dude. Well, he was an outlaw, dude. And then
all the more reason to hate marriage.
I know, but then he was just like, this shit's not working. Selling weed, and like, he was like beating people up and selling weed and got in trouble. And he's like, I got to get back to my local community and get back to my roots. And he like just started like a plumbing business and was like, God, gay people, fuck.
One thing that's been making me laugh a lot is all the fucking, I'm going to be bummed all the political ads are done for another year.
They're so fucking funny. Where have you been catching them?
On TV. Nonstop.
I've been watching the tube that much.
Yeah, I was watching every game, every sports match I watch.
Yeah.
In between every commercial is just an attack ad on a complete stranger.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like the third district congressman from fucking some county. Literally, the only time I've ever seen any of these politicians is when their face is on TV and they're getting fucking crushed.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's just
dude.
A stranger. A
How
face,
fun would
like,
that be to get employed? Just writing, just be like, give me the details of this guy's life.
Yeah, but I think it's so funny to just be like, the only thing I've ever heard about any of these politicians is that they suck.
I know.
So it's like just a picture of an Asian dude, and it's like, Andy Kim is a fucking liar. Look at this piece of shit. Pay for it, about 2%.
Have either of your parents died in the last 10 years?
Yeah.
Jim Schumer signed a bill into effect that effectively killed old people. And it's what the fuck?
It's like they always take like a caveat in a bill that's like, So technically you're taking money away from the kids.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, yeah, because I wanted to give them more. So I didn't sign that bill because I wanted to give a larger chunk of change.
Yeah.
And it's like, Mark Watson wants to get rid of money from kids. It's like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Jim Stevenson hates medicine.
There's one guy around here that's really funny. Then it's like, he's been flying to get underage prostitutes.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
I saw.
He's got a ton
one.
Of those. That's a Jersey guy, I think.
That guy will still get voted in, probably. It's funny to be
like
fans.
Allegations.
Imagine being fans of his and just being like, eh, "Gotta vote for him anyway." Fuck that.
Those are allegations.
Yeah.
So they're like, in the commercial, they even have to say it.
I wonder how they got that. Those allegations.
I mean, it was in the news.
That he was flying.
He was flying to Thailand, fingering kids.
I mean, just flying there again. It's like that was the fuck. Who's that? Todd Barry. Funniest bit ever. How he's like, I genuinely like going to Thailand, but now that I'm a 40-year-old man, I can't go. Because of explaining, like, oh, I'm just going to Thailand. People are like, are you? And he's like, no, I just fucking, yeah, like, yeah, okay. Yeah. That's basically the Lolita Express. Like, Thai Air is the Lolita Express.
Damn. Think of getting on that plane. Just shoulder to shoulder with big boys.
Just boners,
fat
dude.
Boys bumping into each other, little creeps, little weird creeps.
Oh, my God, dude.
That's like... You know how they made Soul Plane for black people?
Oh.
They should make a Thailand plane for fucking pedophiles.
Just for perverts.
For perverts and pedophiles. That's a sick movie. They had like Snoop flying the Soul Plane. You could get like Jared from Subway.
Oh my God.
You get all the like classic perverts on one plane.
They should get like a Con Air situation.
True.
To where it's like they're like all tied up in the back and the plane breaks over Thailand and they all like fucking Jared's like Nick Cage in the back. He comes out, he's like, let's fuck these kids.
We gotta fuck these kids.
You can't stop me from fucking
Damn,
these.
That's then, Con Air with nothing but pedophiles. It's so funny. They crash land in Thailand in the jungle, dude.
It's like perfect. One of them's like reformed, is trying not to fuck kids.
Yeah.
Any
athlete. Who do you think that would be? You think Jared? I don't think Jared.
Nah, Jared was going hard in the paint.
I think Sandusky is probably changed his ways.
Sandusky's like Hannibal Lecter, dude. He's fucking. He has a mask.
Sandusky's definitely in the cage with the mask.
Yeah, dude. It's not Jared. I'm trying to.
I think it might be Cosby.
Louis, bro.
Louis, wait, Louis on Pervert Plane?
He got they lumped him into fucking like Epstein and all that.
Oh, Louis definitely Nicolas Cage in there. True.
Yo,
very
he's
similar.
The guy, yeah, he's like he was just a good man that got caught up in bad
circumstances. He got like a bar fight and killed a guy. That's what got him on the plane.
Yeah, dude.
Just like a complete could have happened to anybody.
Could have happened to anyone.
Now he's on here with some real perverts and he's got to take them down, dude. Yeah. Who's Cyrus the Virus? Who's the virus, dude?
I'm trying to think of all the good pervs.
Hannibal Lecter is definitely
Sandusk.
Sandusky is like number one on the pedophiles.
Jared is definitely like the Joker. He's definitely the guy like fooling around, laughing, and chumming around. Who's Cyrus the
his
Virus?
His boy. Louis' boy has got to be Cosby. I mean, Cosby did the crime. Yeah, but Cosby's crime, I fucking support Cosby.
CeeLo got lumped into that, too. CeeLo
Cosby was at
it.
A time where, in the 70s, you could roofie chicks.
That was, yeah, that was like a...
It was legal.
It was.
It was culturally legal.
You could, in the 70s, come home and be like, I slipped a little something in there to loosen her up. And people would be like, yeah.
Yeah, nice, man. What'd you give her? I roofied her. I raped her. Sick. That's great, man. That's groovy.
Sometimes, yeah, dude. That's sometimes you got to flip them a quaalude, dude. Yeah, that's definitely two guys in jean jackets with long sideburns. Like, hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, far and out, man.
He carried the party into the, yeah.
Kept the party going too
he
long.
He just got aged out of rape.
Yeah.
You know
he
what
got,
I mean?
He should. I thought he should have been grandfathered into those rapes.
You think so?
Yeah.
They should have gave him a pass.
They should have been like, all right, man. No
yeah.
more.
Well, that was Louis's thing. Sarah Silverman was saying on Stern, like, they were saying, like, she was like, me and, like, Louis would jerk off for me all the time. And then if I was, like, he'd be like, can I jerk off? Sometimes I'd be like, ew, stop. Or I'd be like, yeah, do it. She's like, but our day-to-day was, like, we would get naked and throw our clothes off a balcony and, like, ride an elevator down, like, go get our clothes, put them on, go to the top, get naked. Like, we were just, like, we were being, like, freaks.
Yeah.
So a lot, he's like, a lot of the older stuff was, like.
Which actually really sucks.
They were, like, being, like, bohemian freaks. And then.
Yeah, that sucks.
Louis, again, he was like, yeah, aren't we cool artists? And these two girls were like, yeah, we'll watch you do it. And they instantly went to the newspaper and were like, Louis C.K. jerking off for us. Please advance our career. Apparently,
what a nasty thing you just said.
Well, apparently,
what a nasty thing you just said.
According to Silverman, she was saying that she heard that those girls would tell that story at parties as like a funny thing that happened for a while. And then all of a sudden, the climate started, you know, the fog started settling in. They were like, you think we could get our stupid fucking comedy duo some heat? And they were like, yeah, dude, fucking do it.
I wish you and me could get our stupid comedy duo some heat.
We need it.
Any of you guys want to break in here and rape us, let us know. We need some help, man. Our careers.
Not even that. Just, like, make us sexually uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, that was, again... Very inappropriate, and I apologize for my
what
that comment I just made.
What, break in and rape us?
Yeah, dude. Should have made that joke.
You shouldn't have, dude.
I'm starting out. I'm having a blossoming career right now, and the last thing I need is
to get broken
some
in.
Fucking pussy from the Philly comedy scene going through our podcast and
oh, you know
stringing together a
you know,
highlight reel.
We're getting pussy audited for sure, dude. Yeah. You know we're getting
I'm going to get audited hard, probably
the
next year.
Comedy.